It's here and now. And I hope all the meat eaters out there got to enjoy some barbecue yesterday for the 4th of July. Maybe a burger or a hot dog, or if you really know what you're doing, some ribs. Well, our next guest really knows what he's doing. He is the barbecue editor for Texas Monthly and the author of the new book, The Prophets of Smoked Meat, A Journey Through Texas Barbecue. His name is Daniel Vaughn, and he joins us from NPR member station KERA in Dallas. And Daniel, I want you to just start off by telling me how much you love barbecue, because it is clear in reading your book that it is more than most people love just about anything.
Yeah, well, it started out as a hobby, it turned into a passion, and then now it's pretty much an obsession. I love barbecue.
Well, when did you first get that love for barbecue?
Well, it's when I moved to Texas. I'm originally from Ohio, and smoked brisket was just a revelation for me. It was something, a completely different flavor. Up until that time in my life, brisket to me was corned beef. So I much prefer the smoked variety these days.
Well, and I should say that the cover of Texas Monthly says the 50 best barbecue joints in Texas, which is then crossed out and it just says in the world.
That's right. Well, we're in Texas. We take our barbecue pretty seriously. We think we've got the best barbecue anywhere in the country. And we think that the best barbecue anywhere is in this country. So if we've got the best barbecue in the country, it must be the best barbecue in the world.
Well, what is it that they do in Texas that they just don't do anywhere else, or that maybe we couldn't do at our own backyard barbecue?
Well, you can do anything in a backyard barbecue if you have the time and patience and you actually buy a smoker. But, you know, brisket and beef ribs, beef sausages, those are things that define Texas barbecue. Brisket is one of the hardest muscles to cook. Beef short ribs are just full of sinew and collagen and take forever to break down. But when you get them right, they're one of the greatest bites of meat you can put in your mouth. And then sausages, house-made sausages are just one of those things that you have sausage traditions all across the country, but as far as sausage being specifically associated with barbecue, Texas is unique in that way.
Now, I want to get to Texas barbecue and all the intricacies of it in a second, but first I want to just define the terms here, and maybe you can help me out with this. So in Memphis, the barbecue that people know from Memphis, whether it's Central Barbecue or Rendezvous, it's kind of usually a dry rub, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be baby back ribs, and it's going to have a dry rub, usually a rub put on while it's cooking, and then a rub to finish it when it's done.
And in Carolina, they are famous for their vinegary sauce.
That's right, also known as the Vinegar State. Eastern North Carolina has its whole hog traditions and a white, clear vinegar sauce. And then over in Western North Carolina, it's a very similar vinegar sauce, but they have the addition of ketchup in there as well. Hmm. And they only smoke shoulders rather than doing whole hog.
Now, Kansas City is famous for the sauce being thick and sweet with like molasses in it, right?
That's right. They're also the pioneer in the as far as putting burnt ends on the menu, kind of crusty, fatty end bits of the brisket.
And then Kentucky, I guess, is the last kind of famous one that besides Texas, of course. And they are well known for using mutton.
Yeah, in the Owensboro area, there's several barbecue joints there that serve mutton.
That's old sheep, right?
Yeah, it's got a little bit gamier flavor. It's a tougher meat, which is probably why they smoke it for so long and then dip it in a very Worcestershire-heavy dip.
Now, let's leave Alabama, Mississippi, and Florida out, because in your map of the American barbecue, you say just God only knows what they have. So I want to get to Texas, which is very filled with all kinds of different barbecues. The one that I guess most people would know is the East Texas style, right?
Yeah, the East Texas style is closer to your southern style of barbecue. Ribs covered in a pretty thick sauce. The ribs are cooked to they're really tender and almost falling off the bone. The brisket is the same way, usually cooked to very tender and more often served as a chopped beef sandwich with sauce on it rather than simple sliced beef of Central Texas.
What about the other kinds in Texas? There's a lot of them.
Yeah, well, so we talked about East Texas. Then if you go over to Central Texas, you're talking about meat market style. And that is meats that are cut in front of you on a big cutting block that are served on butcher paper. You take them over to a picnic table, and usually the only utensil you've got is your hands and a plastic knife. That is all about simple seasoning of the meat. Usually salt and pepper is about as far as they go. Many of the places there do it low and slow. So
what does that mean, low and slow?
It's long cooking times at a low temperature.
And when you say long cooking times, what are we talking about, hours?
Well, if you go to a place like Franklin Barbecue, the total cooking time for a brisket is about 18 hours.
Wow. And you say that when smoking meat, it's really more about tending to the fire than tending to the meat.
Yeah, that's right. If you're constantly opening up the cooking chamber and poking and prodding the meat and mopping and basting, that's really not the Texas way. And also, it's all about getting good quality smoke. You want a clean white or blue smoke. You don't want a dark, thick smoke coming out of there. That is smoke that's going to leave some pretty nasty deposits on your meat.
Hmm. Now, I have to say I consider myself a lover of barbecue, but your book really knocks me down a peg because I was so excited when I went to Austin to go to the Salt Lick Barbecue, which everyone says is great, and I loved it. You describe it as the most well-known Texas barbecue in New York, and you say it draws the ire of most every seasoned smoked meat fanatic.
It does. I think the Salt Lick does good barbecue, so I don't want to be misunderstood there. I think the Salt Lick is both the most underrated and overrated barbecue in Texas.
Hmm.
I think they put out good smoked meat. I think a lot of people who come in from out of town, they go to the Salt Lick, and for good reason, they love it. You're out under the trees. You've got to wait for your table a while, and you usually spend that time with your friends and a cooler of beer. If we're all being honest with ourselves, the Salt Lick doesn't put out anything terrible. They are serving way, way too many people to put out the best of the best barbecue in Texas.
Well, Daniel, Texas Monthly's Best Barbecue List comes out every 5 years. It is out now. It is considered the barbecue Bible in Texas. So what is the number one place on that list, and what is so great about it?
Well, that would be Franklin Barbecue in Austin, Texas. Franklin Barbecue came onto the scene just a few years ago. Right now he's getting lines that are 2 to 3 hours long waiting for the barbecue.
Wow.
You have a couple of options there. You can wait in line, or you can plan ahead and do a call-in order. They only take a small amount of call-in orders every day where you come pick up the meat basically before they open. Tell them what day you're coming, order at least 5 pounds of meat, and you can skip the line.
All right, so for a northerner, a Yankee like me, when I go to a barbecue place, how am I supposed to know that it's great?
Well, you read Texas Monthly. But, now, there are a few things to look for. I mean, when you get out of your car, the first thing, you want to smell smoke. Even if that fire went out a couple of hours ago, if they're burning wood every day, you're going to smell some smoke. Also, when you go inside the place, the best thing is to order directly from the guy cutting your meat or the girl cutting your meat. You can direct them on what cuts you want, on whether the brisket they've got out there looks kind of old and you want a fresh one.
Hmm.
If they're going to try and scrape the fat off the top, you can maybe stop them from desecrating the brisket in such a way.
How often do you eat barbecue?
Oh, I would say about 5 times a week.
Wow.
Yeah,
I can't see you, but does it show, or are you able to hide it?
Well, I can't say that I was tiny when I started, but I haven't gotten any tinier.
Well, Daniel Vaughn, barbecue editor at Texas Monthly, whose new book is called The Prophets of Smoked Meat, A Journey Through Texas Barbecue. Thanks so much, and next time, come here in person and bring me some barbecue.
You got it.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Chipotle Mexican Grill. Committed to the respect of animals, farmers, and the environment, local sourcing and menu information at chipotle.com.